You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
She's in Tamaki Makaurau this Friday, so if you haven't got tickets to the show and you like what you hear, highly recommend you go check her out. Here she is now.
Do you remember that day?
Kia ora, Anderson Rocio. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Your first show of your tour, You, the Sea, and I. Tell us about it. How excited are you?
I'm pretty amped. I'm in LA at the moment, so we are bags packed, ready to fly out tomorrow. And then Dunedin's our first spot. It's kind of a full circle. It's my first headline show down in the South Island ever. And of course I went to University of Otago for my degree. So this is the second time I've been back to Dunedin. The first time was for music and to get to do my show the second time is cool. Yeah, super excited.
Yeah, and you are playing here in Tamaki Makaurau, and by the time this interview does air, that show, that's you can still get tickets to that show. I do believe that is on the 8th of March at the Auckland Opera Studio. When was the last time you played here in Auckland?
Would have been 2021. I did a show at Spark Arena because I was touring with Solomio, and they had an awesome show, and I got to be a guest artist for their tour. So that was, I think it would have been March or April of 2021 was my last show. A little bit bigger than this one, but this one's going to be really good.
I'd love to ask you where you got your start.
I've been on my piano since I was about 6 years old. It's been classical piano, but I always loved the songwriting since I can remember. And I went to school, went to Takapuna Grammar School, and then went to Otago University and studied classical piano and English. After I finished university, I tried to figure out where the best place to become a songwriter or artist would be, and everything just kept pointing to LA. And so I'm lucky my mom's American, so I have an American passport, and I bought a one-way ticket to LA. Hadn't been to LA before, but I just figured if I jumped, I lily pad May up here, and that's what I did, and that was kind of my first dive into the real world of the music industry. I think I was playing shows at university and trying to kind of hop through as much as I could, but I knew I had to kind of go somewhere bigger. And yeah, I found a little place in North Hollywood and met some cool people that were in music, and it all just kind of unfolded over the last, I guess it's been about 8 years now. In LA, music's always been my thing.
Your sound, how would you best describe your sound? I'm sure you mentioned it before, obviously being brought up around a piano.
There's always piano in my stuff most of the time, unless I strip it back to just guitar. There's a piano to be found. But really, as far as genre goes, I'm all over the place. I gave up trying to stick into one genre and realized I could float around all of them and enjoy it just as much. So it's really a mix of everything. A lot of my work is in TV and film. I do a lot of music that gets placed in those spaces. So it will go from my artist project, Anderson Rocio. The singles I release as that are, I guess, kind of acoustic pop. I did an EP, a pop rock EP that came out at the end of 2022. So that was probably the furthest into pop rock. But my other stuff goes from that to down to acoustic, just me on the piano or me and a guitar, all the way across to film music with orchestral sounds and heavy stuff. But it really just is all over the place. It's just more fun that way, I think.
Guess I missed the best part of the day. Room's a mess. Maybe I should change the way I dress up, blue blood, play the game. Nice to meet you, Ashanti. And I'm getting kind of tired of the perfect little pieces. Put it all together, try to write myself a thesis. All just for a peace of mind, but I don't even need it. Don't need it. I don't wanna be a trend. Change the world at 6 a.m. Philosophical and tropical, Miss Universal friend. Find it really hard to be everything they wanna see. Perfectly elegant, rose-colored dream girl. Keep the peace, 100 different ways to please. Leave it to me. Don't you worry
agree to light you up on stage. Supporting actress never late.
And here it goes to Anderson Lucio.
I don't wanna be a trend. Change the world at 6 a.m. Philosophical, anthropical, Miss Universal friend. Find it really hard to be everything they wanna see. Perfectly elegant, rose-colored dream bra.
The pop rock EP was a blast. I had such a good time writing that record over the year that I think it was over 2021. Yeah, just in between those 2 years, that's when we wrote that record. And I just had so much fun. I thought, this needs to come out. I don't care if it sounds like anything else I've got. My voice is my voice. And we had such a good time that that we just popped it out. And then when it came to last year, I wrote a song that meant a lot to me. It just flowed out one day and it felt like something I had to let go to be able to feel a certain way about it. And that's what we did. I don't have too much of a hesitation to release songs. As long as I think that they're of the right quality, then I'm quite happy to just let them out there. Otherwise, they sit on my, you know, my hard drive or my Dropbox for however long, where a lot of them live. But the ones that I can get out, I just, you know, I'll just do it. And the first song I released was the single You, the Sea and I, which is what the tour is called. And it's acoustic. It's me and a Kiwi producer, actually, Joseph Corbin Banks, who I write a lot with. And we just had a session on Zoom and I said I needed to write about this, you know, this subject. And he said, okay. And he just started playing the guitar and the words came out. And within about 6 weeks, we'd released it. I just felt like that was the right thing to do. And then we worked on a big project called The Powerness Project. It's a song I was asked to write as a theme song for a documentary in Antarctica on climate change. And when I was researching how to write or, you know, what kind of music is found in that space, I realized there's not a lot of pop music. It's mostly classical. And I think it's an underutilized space. I think if pop music was more in conservation and people that listen to pop music watched conservation documentaries, then it might be a good thing for our planet. So I opened up the project and released the song on World Oceans Day last year. And it donates 100% of its streaming revenue back into ocean conservation. So that was a really exciting release for me. It's something that is ongoing. I'm currently working the music video now and we're doing some amazing partnerships with that. And, you know, it's changed my Instagram feed from faces to dolphins and whales and just kind of a nice space to be in. So that's probably the biggest shift was this project, Powerness Project. And then I had another acoustic lying around that I needed to get out of my system, and we released that in October. So there's not really any rhyme or reason to it. It used to be a lot more planned, a lot more, you know, every day was kind of scheduled out. But I think at this stage in my career, I just, you know, enjoy putting things out that feel right, and we'll see what's around the corner next.
Their voices try, but we drown them out.
The Power in Us is such a gorgeous song, and it even has a gorgeous message as well. While you were writing it, was there that extra bit of passion that really drove the song?
I was lucky enough to be in that world growing up. My dad's a marine biologist, and we lived on a boat for about 3 years, and we've always been around the ocean and everything that kind of holds. And this was an exciting project because that the film, I was, you know, they called me up to see if I could do the piece. And about 2 weeks prior, my dad had said that the director of the film had called him up as head of photography and said, hey, we're trying to get this girl that sung this song Paradise to do the theme song for this. And my dad was like, well, that's my kid. So it was this kind of cool project that, like, I was connected to because my dad was involved just from a completely different angle. And I am so super passionate about the ocean and conservation. And it was hard to write it because it's hard to say what's going on without just being another kind of sad, depressed, you know, we're all kind of screwed, what are we gonna do, song. And I couldn't get my head around how I could write a song that would feel hopeful, and hopefully make people understand what's going on and take action. And I was passionate about it, so I think it made it harder to write, because I had a lot I wanted to say, but it did make it easy as far as when I found the direction I wanted to go, then I knew how to lean into it. And yeah, I love the song, I really do. I think that it says what it needs to say without being too much in your face. And the people that I again worked with, Joey on it, our Kiwi producer, and it's become bigger than me and what it started as, which is I guess the dream for music.
As far as releasing new music, is there anything that you are working on at the moment?
I can kind of, I've got a really big project on its way, coming out, hopefully, fingers crossed, in March next year. It's really a true shift in what I've been doing across my whole career. It's the spearhead of everything finally coming together. And I can't share too much about what that is just yet, but around June, July, August, we're hoping to kind of make it public and slowly start getting it out there. But I can say that we're doing a music video for Paranus Project. I teamed up with Mother Magazine, that are based over in Sweden. It's a magazine that prints women in photography and film. And it's 15 stories, 15 women, and their photos. We asked everybody involved if they would send us their footage to become the official music video for Paranus. And we were going to release that as our music video on World Ocean Day this year, which is June 6th. And we had an overwhelming amount of response. We had just some incredible footage come through of the top filmmakers around the world. And now we have all this footage. So we're currently editing that. And we've teamed up with Sea Legacy, which are kind of the rock stars of the art conservation world. And we're going to be donating 100% of the streaming revenue for that video back to Sea Legacy to kind of further perpetuate the movement. But I'm really excited for that to be coming out in June. And then the music, you just kind of have to gonna have to wait a little bit, because it's been something I've been working on for a long time, and we finally get to let the world see, but it won't be until the start of next year, so we'll have to loop back around to that one.
It's like you got no heartstrings, baby, when you're moved.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.